Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Actually, it's not Newell today. It's Don Dubuque. I've hijacked his show for today. He'll be back with you on Monday, and I'll be glad to be on tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. with the WWL Outdoor Show. This hour, we're going to talk about, you get it from the music, there's a hint, Ian Hoke got it for us, Mardi Gras time. In studio is Arthur Hardy, and we also have, by way of a telephone, our Lieutenant Governor, Billy Nungesser. Billy and Arthur, glad to have you guys here.
Happy to be here. Where's my Lieutenant Governor?
I'm here. I thought we were going to talk about fishing.
Oh, no.
We can do that, too.
I know nothing about fishing.
How's your Valentine's Day going, Billy?
It's going great. I'm coming back from Shreveport, where I spoke to the police jury, and they're getting ready for Mardi Gras up here, and it's all good.
Very good. Very good. I understand you and Arthur have been working together on this Mardi Gras thing, trying to get it in line, get it in shape, and make it popular. Is that the deal?
Let me tell you, we couldn't have a better ambassador for Mardi Gras, from the stories and the history to the Mardi Gras guide. And this year we're promoting Mardi Gras all over Louisiana. And MardiGrasLouisianaTravel.com, there's itineraries and things to do all over the state. And as a matter of fact, on five cities, if you board a Southwest plane on Mardi Gras Day, they'll give you a pair of beads and say, wherever you're going today, it's Tuesday, but in Louisiana, it's Mardi Gras. And when you open that book on the plane, it's going to tell you all the great things to do in Mardi Gras all over Louisiana.
Billy, how important is Mardi Gras to Louisiana's tourism?
It's an incredible, not only the boost of Mardi Gras, but everybody that sees Mardi Gras on TV wants to come here. So it has a ripple effect year-round. And to give you an idea, since we've been promoting all over the state, Shreveport now has 36% of the people that come to Mardi Gras from out of town. In Lafayette, 1.2 million people will attend Lafayette Mardi Gras this year, and those numbers continue to grow up. So it's not just New Orleans that benefits that economic impact. It's every corner of the state, home of Morgan City, Lafayette, Mamou. So it's a great tool that we use to promote Louisiana year-round. But it absolutely is a great time for people to be in Louisiana.
And once you get them here, they want to come back. You know, people in New Orleans don't realize how similar in quantity and quality the parades in Lake Charles, Lafayette, Houma are. I mean, it's incredible. New Orleans is Mardi Gras Central. We get that. But I have to tell you, I'm supposed to know everything about Mardi Gras. When we teamed up to do this 20-page section in our magazine of Mardi Gras around the state, and we solicited every tourist bureau in every parish, you send us your things for free for nothing, we'll promote it. And we started getting things in, and I'm saying, man, I've been here a long time. I didn't know. I want to go. Of course, I can't because I'm here working. But it's amazing. I mean, it's not just the tourist commission hype. There's some neat things going on across the state. And we hope people will not abandon New Orleans, but you can do both, you know. And that's the whole idea behind this promotion. And it's a nationwide promotion. I think 41 states have already run a promo video that Billy's office put out on 12th night saying, here's what this is all about. Y'all come. And I think a lot of them are coming, huh, Billy?
We got over a million hits on our site for people wanting to book a trip to Mardi Gras. And like I said, some people can't afford the hotel in New Orleans, but there's affordable, family-friendly Mardi Gras all over the state. And so we're just getting started. This thing is going to continue to grow year after year and continue to grow all areas of the state.
And Billy, I know your MO, and getting them here for Mardi Gras is just the tip of the iceberg. Once they come to Louisiana with the idea of enjoying Mardi Gras, then they start discovering a few other things Louisiana's got to offer and return and go back and tell people about what they saw and come back as repeat offenders.
Absolutely. And, you know, people come here for Mardi Gras and they fall in love and stay forever. You know, the thing I'm most proud of is people come here, they meet people out on a parade route, They leave with a warm and fuzzy feeling and usually a friend for life. And they keep coming back to visit those people. I hear it all over the world. We're the friendliest people in the world, and we treat strangers like their family. And that is so evident during Mardi Gras, where you invite people back to your home to eat crawfish.
Yep. It's our brand, and it's a good brand. And you're right, the family aspect of it and how people share things on the street, it's just, it's remarkable. You know, I thought at some point I'd get tired of this, but every year I get pumped up and, you know, we become kids again at Mardi Gras. Everybody's just out there having a good time, and I'm just so glad to be a part of this and to be a part of this promotion, because, like I said, I've learned things, and I've had a tremendous response from my readers saying, man, I didn't know that. Maybe I can make a little side trip one day when there's not much happening in New Orleans. I mean, it's not just visitors from out of state that are coming. We want people, Billy's whole idea about staycations.
Right, exactly.
You know, you can celebrate in other cities and still do New Orleans Mardi Gras. So I think it's great movement.
And experience a different kind of Mardi Gras.
Exactly.
What have you found out? Give us some examples of other things that go on outside the New Orleans realm of the home of Mardi Gras.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing, and Billy can attest, is the Courier de Mardi Gras, the running of the chickens, the communal gumbo and all that stuff. I've never seen it in person because I'm always locked down here. But I think that was probably the most special one in terms of being different. But different cities celebrate in different ways. I mean, even something as close to New Orleans as Abita Springs, the Pushmore Parade. I mean, where can you ask in the world can you find a parade of lawnmowers? I mean, they're bicycle things. They're all kind of crazy stuff. But, you know, read the magazine. It'll tell you more than I can remember.
Well, Arthur's done a great job at putting so much history and bringing it all together to the present. If you don't have the Mardi Gras guide, it is well worth the read, and we've sent them all over the country. And I've gotten calls from lieutenant governors that I sent it to saying, I didn't know this all happened for Mardi Gras. He's done an incredible job of putting so much history and bringing it right up to the present. You know, I'm real passionate about the women's crews and what they've done over the years. They've grown incredibly. They got unique throws. And it's personal to me because my great aunt started the crew of Iris and was one of the first women to march in Mardi Gras when they said women couldn't march. So it's rooted deep in my family, and these women's crews are coming out and growing the numbers, surpassing the other crews, and they have such unique throws. People are coming in town just to catch those unique throws that are creatively coming up through these women's crews.
Billy, as you've traveled the state expanding Mardi Gras into other parts of Louisiana, what are they telling you are their plans? What are they going to do that's special or different to enhance Mardi Gras in their areas, like in Shreveport or Monroe or Alexandria?
Well, much like Jefferson Parish does with that festival during Mardi Gras, Family Gras, we're seeing different communities with so many people from out of town now looking to do similar things, where they expand in their Mardi Gras weekend or the weekend before Mardi Gras to have special events that will lure more people to come, spend more money, and stay longer for Mardi Gras. And I think as you see more and more people come and fill in those hotel rooms all over the state, Pondville has a great Mardi Gras. They have a great celebration that weekend. People are going and staying there and taking part in all the festivities. And so it's just going to continue to grow. We bring the people. Louisiana gets very creative on how to entertain them.
Billy, you mentioned about the female crews. They've really taken over in terms of membership. The two biggest crews now, both surpassing Endymion, are Nix and Iris. So together they have 7,000 women riding, and I think it's terrific. And, you know, your great aunt, Amenth Nungesser, not only formed the crew of Iris in 1917, but that first parade you talked about, 1941, was the crew of Venus, which paraded for 50 years. And that was the first ladies' club, and they marched in the rain, 1941, and they were heckled on the street by men, get off the floats, this is a man. And then they said, uh-uh. And now they've taken over, huh? Showed us.
My mama used to say they would spit and throw rocks at her, but she wasn't deterred. She kept marching.
The rest is history.
So yeah, yep. Great stories in Mardi Gras, and what a great time of year. And you're right. We've been going around trying to honor as great ambassadors the women's crews this year, and we're going to continue to do that because their love and passion for everything they put on that float to throw makes every parade they're in extra special.
It does, too. And the fact that women have become so prominent in Mardi Gras really speaks, I think, to the diversity of it. You know, there's something for everybody in Mardi Gras, and I think the bigger it gets, the better it gets.
All right, gentlemen, we're going to take a break. Billy, hold on. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation about Mardi Gras. We'd love to hear from you if you've got any questions about Mardi Gras, about Carnival. I got the expert here, Arthur Hardy. If you want to talk about some other parts of the state enjoying Mardi Gras and expanding into those parishes, Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungess is here. So give us a call at 504-260-1870. Text board's open at 870-870. What is your favorite parade, or what is your favorite Mardi Gras food, or what is your favorite way you like to spend your Mardi Gras holiday? We'll be right back. Don Dubuque, in for Newell Norman. Good Friday afternoon. And you can text us at 870-870. We have on the line Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungess. Have been very busy expanding Mardi Gras into other parts of Louisiana, enhancing those areas that already have Mardi Gras events. Also, the editor and publisher of the Mardi Gras Guide. He's also going to tell us about a vlog, something I'm learning about, Arthur Hardy, about Mardi Gras. We'll get to Mr. Dan's call in just a second. Stay with me, Dan. Also got some text messages. Tell us about that vlog, Arthur.
Yeah, it's a new thing. It's a video. I did about 14, and we're doing more vignettes, little historical vignettes about Mardi Gras Indians, marching bands, when Louis Armstrong was King Zulu, and then daily parade previews. And it's on YouTube, and you don't have to pay anything for it, but we do. If people subscribe, it helps boost my numbers. And you just go to YouTube and type in Arthur Hardy's Guide to Mardi Gras, and all of the stories will pop up. And we're hoping to expand that through the years. And, you know, people ask things all the time, and it's hard to just give them an answer, but you can show them. And I've got a lot of Mardi Gras memorabilia in my personal collection, so we can go back and, when did Rex start? Well, here's an invitation of the first ball and the first illustration we have of it. And so, I mean, video is a wonderful thing, and YouTube is so accessible to everybody. So we hope it takes off.
What overall impact has social media had on Mardi Gras? Mardi Gras goes way, way back, and it's seen through a lot of changes. Yeah. And how has social media impacted?
I think it's helped it. Now, I have to say there sometimes there's some inaccurate information out there because there's nobody to police this stuff. Nor should there be. Everybody has an opinion. But it's exploded. I mean, their apps and their websites, and all the crews have websites now. So there's never been so much information available. For a guy who makes his money in the print business, it's a challenge, you know, because once you print it, it's there forever, and you can't change it like you can on a website. But I think the plus side of that is that it is there forever. You can look back 50 years ago and see what was going on. You probably aren't going to find that on Facebook. You know?
And it's a multimedia approach now where it enhances each other. The print works with the social media.
Yeah, and the good thing, if a map changes, I can put it on my website and say, hey, they just changed. So it's generally, I think, a positive adventure into the future, I guess.
What other trends have you seen? Where is Mardi Gras heading that may be different in people finding out about it?
Other than the women taking over the
what else is new?
Yeah, so-called alternative crews, these smaller walking parades, most of which happened last weekend, are just wonderful. Again, the diversity, the artistry, the creativity. It's almost like they're two Mardi Gras, and they don't compete. They complement each other. And you just wonder how much bigger can it get?
Yeah, I was in the on water parade. I was honored to be the grand marshal at Crew of Builds last Saturday, and we have several on water parades now. We got the one on at Chifuncta and
Madisonville.
There's some others too.
There's some around the state. I'd actually have to look in my own magazine to find them. But yeah, there's several. And why not? Billy might know. Mardi Gras on boats, huh?
Well, you know, they also were seeing these places like New Orleans East, Neftchi. I got to tell you, I was out there with Cynthia Wynn, the councilwoman, for that parade, and the streets were packed.
Yep.
That was a great parade coming back to New Orleans East, giving new pride to that community. We're seeing a lot of that where crews are going back to those neighborhoods that used to have parades years ago, and it gives people a chance to spread out and really enjoy the parade.
All right, let's get to a caller. He's been on hold for a while. Mr. Dan got a question for Billy. Dan, you're on with Billy Nungesser.
Yeah, Billy, I called you a few weeks ago when you were on the radio and mentioned that I used to do flood damage investigations for the U.S. Army engineers on the west coast of Louisiana. They used to have the gardens right up above the Army base there, and bought a little park that went along that highway that it's a new one now. It's an expressway now. It went from I-10 all the way up to Shreveport. My favorite was two of them, really, right outside of Alexandria. They had the pie man. What was his name? The guy with the...
Lee's. Lee's Pie.
Lee, man.
I never passed through there without stopping to pick pecan pies.
I never did either.
Ooh, man.
But my favorite place, I hit Alexandria, and it was exactly 19 miles west of Alexandria, a place called Hot Wells. They had a big sign there that said Hot Wells, and I wasn't supposed to be that far west, but I had to find out what Hot Wells was. Do you know about Hot Wells?
I don't know.
I heard the stories about the, yes. It was a resort area in the early days.
In the early days, the politicians from Baton Rouge had developed this place, and it had hot wells there. And it's exactly what they were, just like they have up in Arkansas. They had the massages and the baths. And they even had a swimming pool with mineral waters in it. It was beautiful. It was it had a restaurant attached to it. And the people at LSU's architectural people had designed this place. Man, when you pulled up there, you couldn't believe it. It was so nice.
You know, Dan, I'm wondering.
Always empty, though. I had the whole place. I used to bring my family. We'd take up all the motel rooms. My whole family would go up there.
Dan, I'm wondering if that was part of this this chain of little hideaways that the politicians had. Bill, are you familiar? You know, there was one in Mandeville that the ruins are still there. There was one in Delacroix Island.
Really?
And I've got pictures of it, but it was destroyed in Katrina. It was in ruins and weeds all grown up on it. But they would pick these little out-of-the-way places, and they'd gamble, and they'd drink, and they'd bring their women and all that.
That was it.
That's probably part of that, huh?
But the only one I knew about was Port Eves down in the mouth of the river where the Perez is created. But yeah, I think those days are long gone.
Yes, they are. Yes, they
but
are.
They didn't close Hot Wells down to what, maybe 10 or 15 years ago, huh?
Yeah, I believe so.
See, if they'd had a Mardi Gras parade, it would still be gone.
Still be
right?
There.
There you go.
All right, Dan. Thanks for the call, Dan.
I had so much fun there. It was just a wonderful place. They have many, many little lakes around there. Just catch fish all over the place.
Maybe we can get a hot springs festival going or a parade of the hot springs. There's something we can do with it for sure.
Dan, thank you for sharing that with me. You have a happy Mardi Gras.
All right, I got a question for Billy. It says, please ask Mr. Nungesser what inspires people to bring their pets to parades. I love my dog, but doubt that they want to be there. Is it going to take a flash fire through a crowd to stop this ridiculous idea of barbecue pits being on parade routes? Arthur, I think maybe that's your...
Well, I've for years have been campaigning against bringing pets to parade unless it's... Barker's parade, which is, you know, really, the dogs don't want to be there. They're going to get stepped on or bite somebody or hurt. It's silly. You just shouldn't do it. In terms of the barbecues, yeah, it is dangerous. I mean, you have to be really, really careful. I've seen beads hit barbecue pits and turn them over in parade. It's an accident. Nobody does it on purpose. But, man, you got to be careful.
Any other new regulations or changes that people need to be aware of?
Yeah, well, the biggest thing now, the city plans to enforce its rule that you cannot put any personal items out any sooner than 4 hours before a parade. Now, the devil's in the details. How do you enforce that? Do they have enough manpower, woman power? I don't know. But the idea is that nobody owns the free space, and you can't just reserve that space unless you're sitting in that chair. I guess you're all right. But if you leave the chair and you're gone, the chair may be gone when you get back.
Uh-huh. Well, I've known people that have brought old furniture, and they put it out there and knowing it's going to get thrown away or hauled off, and they just figured it's collateral damage to have a spot where they can sit. All right, I got some questions coming in here. Somebody wants to know about the oldest marching group in Jefferson, the Buzzards. Arthur, tell us the history of the Buzzards.
It started in 1890, and they are the oldest group. Jefferson City used to be next to New Orleans, and it was annexed, it's uptown. And what's so neat about them is the week before the parade, they have a practice parade, and all the men dress up in drag. Where else but in New Orleans, right? But they have a whole lot of fun, and they're the first one out the gate on Fat Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. What parades have you been in, Arthur?
I have up until 5 years ago, I had never ridden in a parade.
Are you serious?
Because my media commitments, I wouldn't be allowed to. Yeah. 5 years ago, when the Rex organization stopped doing background checks, they invited me to ride. And so I've been riding, and that's the only parade I've ever ridden in. And it's, of course, a fabulous parade to be in on Fat Tuesday.
Billy, what's your parade experience?
Well, I was in Alla for about 15 years, in Demian for 10 or 15 years. I was the Grand Marshal of August last year, and my company, General Marine Leasing, had a truck Mardi Gras day for I can't tell you how many years, where we had family and friends and bring people in from Houston, customers that would ride, and really enjoyed those years, made some great friends. And you know, once you get in it, you get bit by it. And in riding Aldrin and Demian was an experience I started at a young age that was just a lot of great friendships that have lasted forever through those organizations.
Well, my parade experience goes back to when I was probably 9 or 10 years old. I got to ride in the crew of Elks.
Elks which, All Indians.
Right,
yeah,
which
sure.
follows the Rex. Right. Then from there, I became Grand Marshal of the one in Covington.
Olympia?
The truck
Covington
parade.
Was.
Oh, the Lions, the Covington Lions, Lions sure, right? Sure. And then I was Grand Marshal of one that is no longer in Slidell. It was a woman's parade. Was it Eve in Slidell?
No, Eve's in Mandeville, and they're
but
still
I
very much around.
What was the name of the one that was in Slidell?
A female club that was Troy that went out of business, but I don't remember a female club that's gone. I'll have to look it up.
And then my dog Gracie was the Grand Marshal of Crew of Paws.
Oh, right. Now that's big time.
And I rode in one that you probably don't even know this one, Arthur, the Crew of Skunks.
I've heard of it, but I know nothing about it.
It's no longer
funny
around.
Name. And we're glad, right? No, I don't know.
It was similar to Pushmo.
Yeah, okay.
It was in Lacombe.
You know, I get a chance to take my big elephant, Peanut, and ride in all the fairs and festival parades year-round. And those are some of the unique, great local people make local throws. Strawberry Festival Parade, the Christmas Parade, all over Louisiana. And that's just another addition that goes on year-round. And, you know, the crew of Marty Pars is going to be in Covington on March 1st.
Right.
I want to give a shout-out for that dog parade. A great time.
Yeah, they moved from Mandeville. They got in a fight with the mayor over the parade route or something, so took their dogs and moved down the street.
Hey, look, Mandeville's a tough crowd. I went to a town hall about the park.
I heard about that.
I barely got out of there. So, yeah, it's a tough crowd.
Yes, we are. All right.
But you haven't lost your sense of humor, have you?
All right, I got this one, and this one's got me stumping. I'm sure maybe one of you two guys may know. In Shupik, you know Shupik,
yeah,
Louisiana,
sure.
They have a Mardi Gras called the Mardi Gras Run, chasing kids.
Not chasing kids, chasing chickens, is I hope.
Shupik.
I know
I'm not
is.
Familiar.
No, not chasing children. No, I don't think so.
No, we haven't gotten to that point. All right, if you got a question or a comment about Mardi Gras, somebody says their favorite parade is Mid-City. That's an oldie but a goodie, huh?
Yes, it is. They don't do Mid-City anymore, and they don't do the greatest bands in Dixie anymore, but they're still around, and what's unique about them is that floats are done in tin foil. It's a real very pretty parade, and that's on the Sunday before Fat Tuesday.
You know, a lot of people don't remember the parades that used to be in Old Metairie.
Oh, yeah.
I went to so many of those.
We lost some good ones. Zeus,
Hermes,
Helios, or Helios,
Helios, yeah.
We've had some good ones. And, of course, Caesar this year is not parading. I keep hearing rumors they want to come back next year. We'll see. But, yeah, we've lost some good ones. But Mardi Gras moves on. That's how it is.
So we had a net loss or gain for crews?
Actually, again, we lost Caesar, but in Metairie, Atlas is back, and this new crew of Mad Hatters, we're really expecting some big things from. The gentleman who runs it is spending a lot of money doing it. Bobby Hebert is going to be the king or
Mad
Hatter. Yeah, Mike Dettillier is going to be there to try to keep.
Oh, what
keep,
a crew.
Try to keep.
How about Coach O? We couldn't get him?
They tried. Hopefully, Dettillier is going to be able to keep Hebert in check. It may be a full-time job. But I think it's going to be a really neat parade.
And I think my sweetheart, Amanda Shaw, is going to be in that parade.
Yes, she's
too.
Alice. She's,
what
a
great ambassador she is. Yeah.
It ought to be a fun parade.
Speaking of celebrities, who are we recruiting to? Who's coming here? Big names coming to Mardi Gras. Billy, have you been in touch with anybody, extended invitations?
I have not. You know, Amanda Shaw promotes staycation. We had her on stage New Year's Eve for Dick Clark Productions. What a great ambassador she is. Her love and passion for all of Louisiana has been incredible. And she rides in as many parades as she can and brings that love to the streets of Louisiana. And just like Lauren Daigle and so many ambassadors that are out there, Lauren Daigle is on the cover of the Tourism Guide this year, throwing Mardi Gras beads, and she does that at all of her shows. We're just blessed to have so many great ambassadors promoting the state.
Absolutely. Someone said that the big throw, the score, is a shoe from Muse. Been popular for several years. What's the Muse shoe, Arthur?
Well, Muses. It's a female crew started in 2001 that really kicked off a lot of the growth in Carnival, and particularly these adult walking groups you see in the parades. But it's a high heel shoe that the women decorate, and they can't throw them, but they hand them out. And it's a neat innovation. And now Knicks, which followed them, has purses, decorated purses. ISIS, a Metairie crew, the oldest Metairie crew, which has moved to Kenner, they have a breast cancer awareness campaign, so they're handing out decorated bras. So you can almost,
hey, they'll be fighting for those.
You
I'm
can
sure.
get a wardrobe there.
All right. When we come back from this break, Mary, you're up next. We got a call from Mississippi, our neighboring state, about Mardi Gras. We'll be back to talk to Mary and you at 504-260-1870. Text us at 870-870. We have the editor and publisher of the Mardi Gras Guide, a wonderful publication. Arthur Hardy is with us, as well as Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, and you're listening to it on WWL. And on this Valentine's Day, we're getting primed up for Mardi Gras. Arthur Hardy is in the house with us, also Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, and Mary in Mississippi. I promise she'd be up first. So let's go to Mary's call on line one. Mary, thanks for your call. You're on with Arthur Hardy and Billy Nungesser.
There were years ago, I could remember for a very short time, you had a parade that went down Jefferson Highway in the River Ridge area.
I had a couple. Jason and Centurions paraded there before they moved to Metairie.
Now, Jason was a truck parade, wasn't it?
No.
It was floats?
Real floats, yeah.
Now, I remember going to that on Jefferson.
Does that not seem like a good route?
Well, at the time it did, but obviously it didn't work for enough people. You know, crews don't move just because they want to. They move for a reason. We've had so many parades move from the West Bank to the St. Charles route because more people are there.
All right, we have some more questions here. One says, I always waited for Comus so I could see the meeting with Rex. I rode the midnight ride with NOPD to officially end Mardi Gras a couple of years ago. That was great.
It was, and you can still watch the meeting of the courts on WYES on Fat Tuesday, and I'm about a two-minute part of that four-hour telecast.
And we have a listener in Buffalo, New York, wanting to know about televised parades for this weekend.
No. Well, actually, yes and no. The New Orleans Advocate streams a lot of their parades live. If you type NewOrleansAdvocate.com, it would come up. I should have that site, but I don't. Speaking of the Advocate, they're publishing 19 Carnival bulletins this year, free inside your newspaper. You fold it out, and you can see every float in those parades. And those are real keepsakes. I'm seeing people selling them on eBay the day the paper comes out. How cool is that?
Yeah.
And let me tell you, you can go to MardiGras.LouisianaTravel.com, and that has all the Mardi Gras celebrations. We've got some videos posted on there, and pull up and plan your trip for that gentleman or that person that called from Buffalo, New York. Plan your next trip, and you can come shoot your own video.
There you go.
I got a message here from the text board about an article in, I'm not sure about this publication, it's thepoachtimes.com, Poke Time, maybe it's the Ponchatoula Times, mm-hmm. about King Cakes with an interview by a Livingston Parish baker. How did King Cakes get tied into Mardi Gras, Arthur?
Well, King's Cakes officially really shouldn't be eaten until King's Day, the Feast of the Epiphany, mm-hmm. and that's the official start of the carnival season. So that's the carnival connection. One of the oldest carnival organizations called the 12th Night Revelers, because that's when they have their event on 12th night, and they use the King Cake selection to get their queen.
Arthur, do you know anything about parking on the parade route for Mandeville's parade? When I was on my way over this morning, I saw them parking on one side of Causeway Approach. They had no parking signs. Mm-hmm. The other side, they didn't have the signs, and they were parking the pickup trucks and the trailers and the campers, and now I got somebody saying they've been towing them. Maybe they're towing them from the no parking zone.
I hope so. I actually live about 6 houses from the police department in City Hall in Mandeville and Golden Glen.
Well, you're going to have the traffic to go through when you go home.
And I saw the same thing. No parking on one side, and they had campers have been out out there for a couple of days. So I think it'd be very unfair to tow them without some notice. Huh?
Yeah, well, I think it's probably the ones that are parking in front of the no parking signs.
Yeah.
All right, 260-1870 is our telephone number. You can text us at 870-870. Lieutenant Billy Nungess is with us. And, Billy, I was looking through Arthur's Mardi Gras guide, and, boy, that's an extensive section there and a lot of information about the expansion of Mardi Gras into other parts of Louisiana. Who put all that together? Did Arthur do that?
Well, no, Billy's office did. We published it, and, and we had to kind of, you know, coordinate it. But, no, his office did a tremendous job of supplying that information. And, you know, we hope to make it an annual feature if there's enough interest and support for it.
Yeah, I tell you, Arthur has done an incredible job, too. What he's got in his mind of when we mention an area and the history, it just makes it all that much more interesting. So, yeah, we hope to continue to expand. And, you know, I sent a king cake to every lieutenant governor and sent one of those Mardi Gras guides, and I got all kind of feedback. They didn't know there was that much Mardi Gras history. And so we're using it to really excite people around the state and around the country about all the history provided behind Mardi Gras. And nobody tells that story better than Arthur Hardy.
Well, thank you for that. Don, you mentioned about celebrities this year. You know, Endymion has an all-star lineup of Tim McGraw, Styx, and Train.
Oh, yeah.
And that's going to be at the Convention Center, not the Dome, which is being renovated. Bryan Cranston, Academy Award nominee, is the one of the monarchs of the crew of Orpheus Parade. Robin Thicke is Bacchus. His dad, Alan, was you know, king in, 1988. So we've got some celebrities there. And Muses has comedian Jennifer Coolidge. So we've got some big names coming to town. You're never going to see the days of Bob Hope anymore.
Why not? That's what I was going to ask you. What happened?
I don't know if you have those A-list celebrities. And if you do, their agents don't want them sitting on a float for 4 hours, you know. I think there's some legitimate concerns about safety. I mean, you could fall. You don't have to have anybody do anything to you, you know, the
Who
weather.
Who was the most entertaining celebrity you can remember?
Well, I don't know. I mean, their job is not to entertain on a float. It's just
right.
To be a
but
president.
I mean,
I'd say Bob Hope.
Bob Hope.
Before I was doing a magazine. I was a high school band director, and I judged the Bacchus Parade that night. Got to meet him for 2 minutes. But what everybody said about him was so special is he treated the janitor the same way he treated the mayor. You know, everybody's going to treat the mayor well because he can help you, hurt you. Janitor can't do anything for you. But Bob Hope treated everyone with respect, and I'll never forget that.
Billy, what celebrity coming into Louisiana impressed you the most? Because I know you work with a lot of them and are in contact to have them come here and show them a good time. Who was the one maybe you had the most fun with or welcomed in the most?
Well, I tell you that I want to – he mentioned Bob Hope. When Dave Preen was governor, they brought Bob Hope, Hope for Louisiana, for a fundraiser. And I got a chance to take him to the Sugar Bowl. And he went around and talked exactly what you said, Arthur, to everybody – and treated everybody special. Mm-hmm. And as a young boy, I was amazed at such a big star being so kind to everyone. But yeah, you know, you got some that come here and don't socialize well, and other ones do. And, God, there's so many. I can't even think right now. But
didn't Ed McMahon come here 1 year?
He was Bacchus.
That was the one I heard. He just had a ball.
Oh, yeah. And none of them have any idea what they're getting themselves into. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Fonzie was a great Bacchus.
Once they get here, it explodes, you know.
All right, we got a call coming in from New Jersey, so let's take it. It's Yvonne. Yvonne, thanks for your call.
Hi, thank you for taking my call and for putting me on the air. I'm originally from the New Orleans area. I've lived in a few states. I'm currently in New Jersey, but I'm missing New Orleans very, very much. I wanted to tell you all, especially Arthur Hardy, thank you so much for the many years of your stories and trying to promote the city.
Thank you.
When I lived in Chicago in the late 80s, my mother sent me a king cake. Mm-hmm. I don't remember where that king cake was from, but the inside on the in the box were some beads, but also a videotape. It must have been about 10 or 11 minutes long. Mm-hmm. And it's you, Arthur, standing behind a table surrounded by beads, cups, doubloons. And basically, in those 10 or 11 minutes, you tell the world about New Orleans, what it is, what we do. And to this day, I still have it. And I try to show that to people.
Well, thank you very much. That's when my hair was was black, and I didn't have all these wrinkles. We were trying to do that same thing on our vlog now, and we're looking for suggestions on things to share. You know, I used to be a teacher, and I've always felt the more you know about anything, the more you can enjoy it. And you know, Mardi Gras is just fun, but you can enjoy it in several levels. And again, the more information you have, you can just have a better time. So that, but thank you for that. It means a lot to me.
Yvonne, when are you coming back? When are you coming to a Mardi Gras?
As soon as I can get a job and get hired and bring my boyfriend with me because he loves New Orleans, too. Well, and one more thing.
Yvonne.
I rode in the crew of, yes, go ahead.
Yvonne, I want to tell you, I'm going to be up in New Jersey for the Crawfish Festival, and we're bringing some entertainers from Louisiana. So hopefully I'll see you there. And go to Louisiana's
when is
website.
That?
We got. Oh, shoot, now you got me. Look up on our tourism website. You'll see it. But also look on our site. We've got some great job opportunities in Louisiana. Maybe you ought to be working in the tourism industry here in the state.
Sounds like a cheerleader for us.
I have thought about that. After I lost my job a couple of years ago, I did not want to leave. And long story short, I'm trying to get back as soon as possible. I also rode in the crew of Venus for
did
3 years. And
wow.
I missed those days. Oh, they were tremendous. Yep. And I have a friend who's been riding in Endymion now for 43 years. And every time I can get down there, we try to go to all those fun events together.
Yvonne, quick Venus, Venus story. I was doing a speech once about crazy things in New Orleans that we say, and like this one was, I caught a pair of panties from a lady from Venus. And nobody understood what that meant when we used to throw panties.
That taken out of context could be dangerous. It really could. All right. Thank you for the call, Yvonne. Hope things work out where you can come back. And if not, at least get some of those New Jersey crawfish with the lieutenant governor. We'll be back to wrap this hour up right after this timeout. Welcome back in. Boy, what a time we've been having. Arthur Hardy and Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser reliving Mardi Gras, talking all things Mardi Gras. I did want to mention this, too. We've got a special parade coming up that we're going to have some people from WWL-TV, a couple of my co-workers, Karen Swenson, Doug Mouton, and some WWL radio people there too, Arthur.
Yes, indeed. Don't forget Scoot in the afternoon. He's going to be riding.
Yep.
And we mentioned Mike D'Antilia, and of course Bobby Hebert, the head guy. He's the chief. The Mad Hatter himself.
Yeah, he's pretty mad. Not in a bad way.
I want to mention, if you ever get a chance to go and see the Zulu and Rex, how they get together and Kenner and that's just an incredible bond, and two crews coming together to celebrate Mardi Gras every year. It's a great time, and that's a great celebration they do out in Kenner
on Monday.
And when they ride it, and when they get off the boats there at the in Canal Street, so that is a great time to come out and really witness something special.
All right, here's something special. If you had ever wanted to ride in a Mardi Gras parade and have never done it, WWL is going to give you the chance of an experience of a lifetime. You get to ride with the crew of Argus on Mardi Gras Day. You need to go to the website, WWL.com/Honda, and you can win two tickets to ride Good Luck and Laison Les Bon Temps Roulet from Honda of Covington and all of us at WWL. Arthur, where are you going to be Mardi Gras Day?
On a Rex float. Float number three, the Jester. Wow. I'm the pedestrian side, passenger side, first guy. So say hi, and if I have any throws left, I'll throw something to you, mister.
Billy, where will you be Mardi Gras Day?
Well, Monday night I'm going to be with the mayor of New Orleans in the stands. And Mardi Gras Day, we have our Louisiana Feed Your Soul float in August, and we'll be having writers and bloggers from all over the country riding on that float to write about their experience in Mardi Gras. And we're going to move that afloat around all over the state every year with writers and bloggers to tell their own story about riding on a Mardi Gras float.
So how do they say that in the Superdome? You can't tell the players without a program. You can't tell about Mardi Gras without the guide. Where can they get this Mardi Gras guide, Arthur?
Just about anywhere that sells magazines, or you can order it online at MardiGrasGuide.com.
And I don't know if it's too late to get the Advocate deal, where if you get a subscription, you get one with it?
Yeah, they came out today, but you can get a set of those carnival bulletins, and that's at store.nola.com. You can order a whole set, and I've already ordered two of mine.
Very good. So when will you two guys get working on Mardi Gras 2021?
Ash Wednesday, huh, Billy?
Absolutely. We ready.
I'm ready.
Right. Thank you both for coming in and talking Mardi Gras. It's a great topic. We love to talk about it. We love to enjoy it in New Orleans.
This was fun. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much.
Happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras. Happy Valentine's Day. All right, it's going to wrap it up for me for now. I will be back in about 16 hours. You see, at 5 a.m., we do this thing called the Outdoor Show, Hunting and Fishing Reports. And please tune in from 7 to 9 for more outdoors. Tomorrow morning, we're going to be talking about this speckled trout controversy. They've been declared overfished in Louisiana. We need to change the regulations to keep more fish in the water so we'll ensure that our kids and grandchildren can catch those wonderful fish. So tune that in. It's on WWL Sister Station 105.3 FM HD2. Or if you've got an iPhone or a computer, just go to radio.com and it'll pop in there. See y'all next time. It's been fun. Scoot is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.